is still coming in garbled.
Okay, I'll try to avoid garbliness.
Better than Milgram, the best in 2010.
Okay, so today's halacha, halacha gimel of Kuf Yud Gimel, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, again speaking about Erev Pesach next Wednesday, he says, Lihistaper v'chein liktzotz hatzirponayim, to cut one's hair and to cut one's nails. Srichim kodem chatzot, one should do before midday. Vim shachach, but if one forgot, yachol liktzotzir panav gam la'acha chatzot, you can cut your nails after chatzot, aval lihistaper asur. But to cut one's hair, one should not. Ki im al yedei eni yehudi, unless you get somebody who is not Jewish to cut your hair. And it is at once technical and astonishing. And also in many ways impractical for this year. As I've mentioned, we are all being encouraged not to go to barbers. My understanding is they're all closed. I think someone posted that in the chat last time. But we shouldn't be going to barbers. And there is an allowance to cut one's hair during Sfira. The condition was laid out more neatly. Is it coming in very, very unclear?
Yes, Rabbi Luna, we can't hear you. We cannot hear you at all. You
okay.
Like a robot.
Okay, well.
You probably should mute us.
I did.
I think, Rabbi, mute yourself.
Mute myself. I'm now muted. Can you hear me now? How about now?
Okay, no. Well, it wasn't garbled.
Oh, all right. You know, I would actually love, next time we're in shul in person, I'm giving a drasha. Could you all call out that it's coming in garbled? That would be very helpful. Is it still garbled?
Yes. Are you low on power, maybe?
I am, but the computer's fine. Oh, you heard that? Okay. All right. Well, let me complete the thought. I will ask you to indulge me. It's being recorded on a separate device. So I'll finish the thought and then we'll do Mariv and I'll come back in. I'll leave. I'll come back in. So again, you can cut one's, if you want forgot to cut one's nails before Chatzot, you can cut them after, but one shouldn't cut one's hair in the afternoon. And it strikes me the difference there is only one. Well, there are two. One is it's, I guess, easier to cut one's nails. One can do it oneself. But also nails are symbolically potentially harmful, whereas the hair is an innocent, harmless appendage which some of us are blessed with. And should we forget to cut one's hair, we can hold on to that. What's harmless is harmless. But if we have nails that need cutting and we forget, coming into Pesach, thinking about freedom and liberty and building nations and people and sensitivity to others, it makes sense that one could have the capacity to cut one's nails and to think that through. I'm going to leave the halacha there.